Welcome to episode 37, How to Get Into Holiday Gift Guides.
Welcome to the PR Playbook Podcast with Ranjini Joshua, the only podcast that teaches you how to strategically navigate the world of public relations and social media and grow a powerful brand.
Hello, and welcome to episode 37. You may be asking me, Ranjini, it's only September. Holiday gift guides already? Yes, my answer is absolutely yes. While it might be hard to believe, I actually had a recent roundtable with a couple of journalist friends of ours who said that they started getting emails from their editors on July 31st about holiday gift guides. So I'm guessing part of this is because it takes time to put together a thoughtful and quality gift guide, but also because of the media landscape, there's less reporters reporting. What do you need to know when submitting gift guides? The recent roundtable discussion brought up a lot of great questions. So I'm gonna cover a couple of the few of the more unique questions and then dive into best practices from there. First, does sending a sample of a product help expedite or guarantee inclusion in a holiday gift guide? Great question. And the answer from our experts was absolutely not. They actually don't have time to review every product. Now, if the product is easy to review or really kind of brings home the message and the concept, and you think it's going to be the clincher of being included, then yes, make it simple. But if it's something that they have to review, this is not a review program. This is a gift guide. So they don't have time to review every single product. So it's better safe to keep your product, send them the information they need in a very nice package, and don't worry about sending them an actual review unit unless the media requests one from you. Second, can I present gift cards or gift certificates for gift guides if what I have is a subscription and not a product? This is a great question and also great, like just a great presentation of forward thinking for people who aren't, you know, delivering products. If you have a marketplace or if you have a subscription, yes, absolutely. Create a gift certificate that will apply for a gift guide. However, when you're pitching the media, make sure to put it into the framework of a lifestyle gift instead of a product. So why do people want it? Why will people appreciate it? And why will people get excited for this gift certificate in particular? So make sure that you're calling out these particular things when you're pitching it so that the reporter understands why it's so cool to get your gift certificate specifically. Does my product have to be new to be considered for a gift guide? Now, we had some varying answers on this one from our journalists, but one of them says, yes, newness, innovation, forward thinking, that's the name of their game. She also writes for Mashable, so obviously newness is a big deal to them. We had another journalist on our call that writes for a number of other publications that are more, you know, not so trend-setting, maybe not so tech-forward. And she said, actually, no, it doesn't matter if the product is new, as long as it fits in the demographic of the publication and has a really special angle that you can put to it. So if it's a unique gift that you can have a special angle on, then that could be definitely considered, even if it's a couple of years old. Now, if you have the newness factor, of course, you have a lot of different other opportunities. But just because your product came out a couple years ago, don't count it out for holiday gift guides. Find the unique angle, why people should love it and want it, and pitch the media that way. Those were some of the more unique questions that we got, and I thought those were really great to share with you. But here are some best practices that you should include in your holiday gift guide campaign. So first, the biggest issue that the media had was getting access to quality photos. Especially now, they're not taking a lot of photos of their own products. They're not in their office. They're working from home. They may not have access to a camera. So host a Dropbox or Google link with high resolution photos. So you want to have both product photos if you're really focused on the product side, or lifestyle photos if you're focused on how you use the product and how it makes life easier. My recommendation is to have 3 to 5 images of each so that they can just choose from the ones they want and host it in a Google link that can be shared publicly so that they can download it from that link. And that's usually the easiest way. You do not want to attach documents to your email. Also, have a fact sheet of product details. If you have a single product or multiple products within that press kit, make sure you have a fact sheet of all the details they might need to know about the product, how to use it, the features, if there's any technical specifications, if there's any dimensions or weight to it. Make sure you include all of that in like a single sheet if you can. That's the one pager is great, two pages is fine. Also, if you have a cause-related gift, then definitely call it out early. So the gift doesn't necessarily have to be cause-related, but let's say you are a gift that gives back, or you know, a percentage of your proceeds go to 1% of the planet, or a percentage of your proceeds go to COVID relief or something like that. Make sure you call it out early. Another big thing, now that I mentioned COVID, was COVID gift guides are going to be huge this year. Remember, this is the central premise of our lives over the last 8 months. I cannot believe it. So COVID has not disappeared, obviously. And so people are going to be focused on that. So if you have a COVID-related gift, definitely call it out. Both of our journalists on the call said, yes, yes, yes. Talk about COVID, how this gift can combat COVID, how it relieves you from COVID, anything, if it relates, of course. If it's loosely related and you're just kind of trying to tie it in, I don't think you need to do that. You can use your other value propositions. Also, if you have a celebrity endorsement or some kind of award or recognition for your product, make sure you mention that pretty early in your pitch too. Like, oh, hey, did you see that? I was going to say John Malkovich, but I don't think he is really that relevant. But like Robert Downey Jr., who's also not that relevant. Did you see Robert Downey Jr. is using our latest iPhone gadget or something like that? So if you do have a celebrity endorsement, try to include a picture, try to name drop a little bit. That does apparently get the media's attention. Little did I know. Do pitch multiple products for efficiency. So if you have multiple products, put them in one email. Make sure you call out the price point. Make clear links to where people can purchase them, where you want the person to actually purchase the product, whether it's Amazon, your website, some other link, if it's a trackable link, put all the links in there that you want the media to use. That's very, very important. Don't send blanket pitches to reporters. Both of our reporters said if it's more customized, it's more likely that they're probably going to open it. If it even seems like a canned pitch, they're not going to open it. Do research on media that covers different topics. So one of the things that our friend from Mashable told us is that everybody at Mashable is doing at least one gift guide. That means there's going to be a gift guide in all kinds of categories. So she happens to be a transportation mobility reporter. She's probably going to be doing stuff on like, you know, e-scooters and Tesla lovers and things like that. There's a science reporter at Mashable. There's e-commerce reporters at Mashable. There's gadget reporters at Mashable. There's lifestyle and fashion reporters at Mashable. So if you think about that publication as kind of a staple, there everybody's doing a gift guide. But also when you're reaching out for gift guides, make sure that you're doing the proper research for the reporters that cover your beat. Even if they aren't doing gift guide, if you have them pegged correctly, they will probably give you insight on who is including their product sector in gift guide. So make sure you do your research. Don't send blanket pitches. Also, don't send attachments. I think I mentioned that already. Nobody opens attachments just for virality problems. So I think that's a good practice in any email. If people are not expecting attachments from you, don't send them. I think you do get shot to spam sometimes too. Do differentiate your product from everyone else's. What is different about your product? And try to keep a lens of objectivity when you're saying this. Like, really, what is so different about your product than another product? And if it could be perceived as the same, tell people why it's not. You know, make it very, very clear. Your key differentiator's got to be clear and it's got to be believable. Don't forget to respond to the reporter in a timely manner. So if they do get back to you, they need assets, they need images, they need a sample, they need anything, product information, make sure you're keeping an eye on that email inbox and get back to them quickly, because when they do start working on holiday gift guides, their deadlines are pretty tight and short, and they're working a lot of different articles. So whatever you can do to get back to them as soon as possible would be really, really helpful. So I hope this helps you out when you're pitching holiday gift guides this season. Thank you for joining today and listening to the PR Playbook and following us. We currently have a special offer for holiday gift guide campaigns at the Silver Telegram. that is only for a limited number of customers. So if you are interested in like a short, impactful holiday gift guide program, please feel free to reach out to me at Ranjini@thesilvertelegram.com. It's a 3-month campaign that kind of just focuses on gift guides only. So if you need some hands and voices and pitching skills, we can give them to you for sure. Otherwise, as always, we appreciate show feedback, suggestions on topics, anything, comments, nice, kind words. You can email me at podcast@thesilvertelegram.com. If you have questions that you want me to answer on live, then I'd be happy to do so. So contact us through the website at www.thesilvertelegram.com, or you can email me directly, as I mentioned before, Ranjini, R-O-N-J-I-N-I, @thesilvertelegram.com. Thank you for listening. Stay safe, and I guess happy holidays. Talk to you soon.